Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Military leaders of the West African nation of Mali have launched a coup and deposed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita last week. This is the second coup in less than 10 years, following another one in 2012. Last Tuesday morning, elements of the armed forces led by Colonel Assami Goïta and Colonel Major Ismaël Wagé called themselves La Comité National pour la Salut du Peuple, or the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, stormed an airbase in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away from the capital Bamako, and arrested the Prime Minister Boubou Cisse, the Finance Minister, as well as the Speaker of the National Assembly. President Keita, who was elected in 2013 and won a second term in 2018, resigned around Tuesday midnight and dissolved the government and parliament. Later, Wagé and other mutineers announced on a TV address that all border crossings are closed and a curfew is imposed, and the move is not a coup, but an intervention to restore Mali to democratic order.
Malien et Malien.
People of Mali, we are not holding on to power, but we are holding on to the stability of the country, which will allow us to organise, within an agreed reasonable time frame, general elections to equip Mali with strong institutions which are able to better manage our everyday lives and restore confidence between the government and the governed.
The coup follows 2 months of protests by an alliance of opposition politicians called the M5FP and led by Conservative Imam Mahmoud Dicko. As Keita's time in office was obscured by allegations of corruption, lacking in basic services, and economic stagnation due to the ongoing pandemic. Critics also accused the Keita government of unable to contain an Islamist insurgency in the north of the country that spread over the Sahel region in Western Africa since 2012. Soldiers who are fighting the jihadists on the front line are also frustrated about their pay. However, while some people were celebrating on the streets of Bamako after the coup, it has led to regional and international condemnation. The United Nations, the African Union, the Economic Community of Western African States, or ECOWAS, and the European Union have denounced the coup. The African Union has suspended Mali's membership until it restores President Keita and his government, while in the meantime, ECOWAS also suspended Mali's membership and shut its borders, saying it will push sanctions against the mutineers as well as their partners and collaborators. The International Francophone Organization also suspended Mali's membership. Meanwhile, the EU has frozen its military and police training missions in Mali, with European Council President Charles Michel calling for an immediate release of those detained. But this coup would raise alarm in Paris, since Ibrahim Boubacar Keita had been a key ally for France in its campaign against Sahel jihadists in Western Africa, as 5,000 troops, French troops, are now deployed in Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger. So far, French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned the coup, but stopped short of explicitly denouncing the removal of President Keita, as he needs the cooperation of Mali's new junta to maintain France's presence in the Sahel, since the presence of foreign troops, particularly French ones, has been increasingly unpopular in Mali, as France was the previous colonial ruler of Mali and a lot of countries in Western Africa. ECOWAS has sent a delegation led by former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan to Bamako over the past weekend to mediate a transition back to civilian rule, but so far there has been little result. Here's Reuters' report on the talks.
And follows 3 days of negotiations with mediators from the 15-nation Economic Community of West African States. Colonel Ismaël Wagé said both sides had given their view of the concept of transition.
There were talks, and at this stage, nothing is decided. And at our level, the final architecture of transition will be discussed and defined amongst ourselves.
He added that considering the efforts made, the junta had demanded that ECOWAS sanctions be lifted so that the people of Mali do not suffer. Amid fears of protracted instability in a region already grappling with rising Islamic militants, ECOWAS dispatched a team of negotiators to try and reverse Mali's coup. Instead, the talks focused on who would lead Mali and for how long, with, according to sources, the West African bloc keen for a short transition, and the junta known as the National Committee for the Salvation of the People prioritizing reforms over elections. What seems certain is that Keita will not be involved in any transition. Former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, who led the West African delegation, said the mediators were taken to see the deposed president.
We asked him what is the way forward from him as the president of this country. And Keita said, look, he has resigned. He was not forced to resign, but he has resigned and he is not interested in governance again.
ECOWAS mediators will now report to heads of state ahead of a regional summit on Mali.
However, Colonel Major Ismail Wague, who is one of the mutineers that deposed President Keita, told France 24 that the mutineers did not force him to resign and feared that any international sanctions could hamper Mali and regional efforts to combat the jihadist insurgency in that area.
Why did you do this coup? The country had been at a standstill for a long time. Some Malians were suffering. There were many problems within the army. There was too much corruption. I don't like the expression coup d'état. It was not a coup.
But he was forced to resign.
That's what you say. Did he say that?
He said, did I have the choice?
He didn't have the choice because he saw the people were suffering. But that does not mean we forced him to do that with a gun. We are meeting different parties, and then there will be a transitional council. Its leader will be either a soldier or a civilian. So I can't tell you when we will hand the power over to civilians because the council must first be set up.
What will happen to President Keita?
That's not up to us to decide. The judicial system will. That's not our job.
What is your link with the M5 opposition group?
There are no links. We are not being manipulated by a political party.
But, like the M5, you were unhappy with President Keita.
What they were saying was the truth. It doesn't mean we were with them. We had no contacts with them. But after the resignation, we have held talks with them.
The international community has condemned what it calls a coup. Are you not afraid of sanctions?
Yes, we are afraid because sanctions would hurt the people.
Will the current situation not favor jihadist groups?
That is what we fear. That is why we are asking our partners to continue to help us bring stability to the country.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.